From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Monday edition of the Living Truth program. I trust that you had a great weekend and that you went to a good, solid, Bible-believing church yesterday where you could grow in the Lord and fellowship with other believers and just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Well, today we're going to continue our study on taking a closer look at the biblical worldview. We started this last Monday, and we're going to continue it today. And I want to mention before we go any further that I've put together a little booklet entitled Developing a Biblical Worldview. In reality, what it is a study guide. And I would love to get this into your hands. And so if you would like to receive a copy of it, just request it. And of course, at the end of the program, Jim will be back to give you our contact information. But it will help you study the whole concept of the biblical worldview, perhaps in a deeper way than what we have the opportunity to do here on the radio. And so it's simply entitled Developing a Biblical Worldview. And if you'd like to have this booklet, just request it. And as I said, Jim will be along at the end of the program to explain how you can get it. But we have been looking at this concept of the biblical worldview because it is so important, extremely important, that you and I as Christians examine everything through the eyes of the Word of God. And last week, I developed the biblical worldview with you, and I trust that it's been a blessing to you. I trust that you've taken the opportunity to dig into it just a little bit more in your own personal study. Now, as it relates to our study and as it relates to this program, we have been defining the biblical worldview as the fact that God is real and is the creator of all things. Humanity is responsible to live according to God's absolute truth through Jesus Christ. And life will be spent in eternity in heaven or in hell based upon one's response to Jesus Christ. You know, the key phrase, I think, in that particular definition is the phrase that we are to live according to God's absolute truth. In reality, that's what the biblical worldview does. It lays the foundation for absolute truth, and as believers, we are to live according to absolute truth. And as I'm certain you understand, we are living in a day and age when there are those who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. And they say that's absolute, which is an interesting statement. But the biblical worldview is that which should guide your life and my life if indeed you are saved. I'm saved. I trust the biblical worldview will guide my life. If you're saved, I trust that the biblical worldview will guide your life. If you're not saved, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved today. But our key passage of Scripture that we've been basing this entire study upon is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, where the Word of God says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." The fact of the matter is, in our Bible, in the Word of God, we have a sure word of prophecy that came to us not through the construction of the heart of mankind, but through the inspiration of the Spirit of God. It is God who led the authors of Scripture to write according to His will and for His glory. And when we pick up the Bible and read it, we know it is God's Word. And it is the Bible that is to be our guide. Now, at the end of last week, we are looking at the essence of the biblical worldview. And the essence of the biblical worldview is really based upon two passages of Scripture, two verses of Scripture, I guess I should say, back in the Psalms, particularly Psalm 119. And by the way, I would encourage you, if you are truly interested in understanding the biblical worldview, that you study Psalm 119. Psalm 119 has 176 verses in it, and they all deal with the reality, the authority, and the effect of the Word of God. But we have highlighted two particular verses as it relates to the essence of the biblical worldview from Psalm 119. And the first one is verse 105, where it says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." That simply means that the Word of God does guide us. And then verse 130 says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." And so what we see is that it is the Word of God that gives light. It's the Word of God that gives direction. It's the Word of God that gives understanding. And it's the Word of God that should be our guide. Now, as we have been looking at the essence of the biblical worldview, I think we started looking at this last Wednesday, I noted that the essence of the biblical worldview really is viewing everything through the lens of the Word of God. In other words, it's important that we learn what the Bible teaches and then order our lives accordingly. That's the essence of the biblical worldview. And the first three points that I shared with you regarding this is that we must recognize that the Scripture is absolute truth. Secondly, we must recognize that the Scripture is inspired by God. And then thirdly, we must recognize that the Scripture is accurate in all things. We dealt with that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. Today, I want to continue by giving you two more elements of the essence of the biblical worldview. And that is that the biblical worldview recognizes that the Scripture is the absolute authority. Beloved, get that down. The Scripture is the absolute authority, meaning it should be our absolute authority. Whatever the Bible says, we should do. Whatever it says we should not do, we should not do. It is the Word of God that is to be our guide at all times. I think of those words back in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12 and verse 32, where it says, "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." It's absolutely important that we recognize that, beloved, and that we apply that particular verse to our lives. God's Word is truth, and because it is truth, it is absolute authority. It is that which should guide our lives. And by the way, when we stand before the Lord as Christians at the Bema Seat Judgment of Christ, it is the Word of God that we will be judged by. Did we obey it? Did we adhere to it? Or did we disobey it, and did we reject it? Listen, when you and I pick up our Bibles and read them, we need to recognize that that is God speaking to us. Let me repeat that verse again for you. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 32. "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." We need to know what the Word of God says and then obey it. And then, as we wrap up this concept of the essence of the biblical worldview, it's important to recognize that Scripture is eternally preserved. The Word of God is eternally preserved. It never has faded away yet, and it never will fade away. And of course, for this, we go back once again to Psalm 119 and verse 89, where we find these words, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled," settled in heaven. Think of that. Psalm 119, 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It's amazing to observe how that down through the years there have been those who have tried to do away with the Word of God in one way, shape, or form. And we find that that goes on today, and it will go on until we are all with the Lord in heaven. People don't like the Word of God. People don't want to take heed to the Word of God. There are those who detest the Word of God, and they will do everything that they can to attempt to destroy the Word of God, but they can't, because God's Word is eternally preserved in heaven. And that, of course, means that you and I should take heed to it. If it is our guide, and if it is that by which we are going to be judged when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, it's important that we live according to biblical truth. And thus, as we see the essence of the biblical worldview, we are reminded that the Scripture is absolute truth. It is inspired by God. It is accurate in all things. It is absolute authority, and it is eternally preserved in heaven. I trust that this will motivate you and me to get to know more of the Word of God, and not just to get to know it, but to live it on our day-by-day lives. God's Word is truth. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will continue our study on taking a closer look at the biblical worldview, and the Lord willing, we'll begin to look at the value of the biblical worldview. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.